The Gemara Maseches Nedarim Daf Zayin clears the following shaila on Hilchos Tzedakah. Yesh yad letzedakah oy ein yad letzedakah. If a person is articulating his neder to tzedakah, but he doesn't have a very clear and definitive verbalization of what his neder is, it's just a yad. It's just a yad, and it indicates what he meant, but it doesn't clearly articulate it. Yesh yad letzedakah, ein yad letzedakah. Does this obligate him in the tzedakah that he was trying to be menadiv? The Gemara doesn't come to a clear maskana, and the Gemara doesn't really resolve this suffix. Now, there's a tremendous machlokes rishonim how to be noyeg halacha l'maisa. Says the Rif, and the Rambam as well as mashma like that, that since we have a rule suffix iser l'chumra, suffix daraisa l'chumra. Over here, we're talking about a suffix when it comes to Isur, because if you don't fulfill your neder, and in truth, you're a mechuyev to fulfill your neder, because yesh yad letzedakah, you're going to be over on the Isur, the reis of bal yachil dvare. You're not allowed to violate a neder, and therefore, may suffix, you're mechuyev to give a letzedakah because of suffix Isur l'chumra. Azay shteit in Rif. However, the Ram is matmiya on the Shita. And the Ran says that, what are you talking about? When it comes to a suffix that arises in Hilchot Tzedakah, the rule is not suffix Iser L'chumra, rather, the rule is suffix Mamon L'kula. When it comes to a suffix in Chesher Mishpat, the rule is HaMoitzi Mechaveri Olivaraya. If there's a suffix whether you owe someone money, the burden of proof is on him to prove that you owe him money. HaMoitzi Mechaveri Olivaraya. Why? Because we leave it by the muhsik. Whoever is holding the money is the muhsik, and we therefore assume that he is in the right, unless we know for sure otherwise. And therefore, since over here is a suffix whether you're mechuyev to give tzedakah to a particular ani, then it's a question of whether you're mechuyev to pay someone. So hamoitzi mechaver al varaya, and you should be potter me suffix. And says the Ran, why does the Rif assume that you have to be machmir when a person has a suffix in Hilchot Tzedakah, and therefore he's machmir by the question of yesh yad letzedakah, ein yad letzedakah, l'chayra, it's a question of Chesher Mishpat, which we say, hamoitzei mechaveru olivaraya. And says the Ran, I have a raya to my yesod, a couple of rayas. Number one, there's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about the chiyuv of matnas kahuna, and the chiyuv to give the zroya and l'chaim and keva of the animal that you shech to a kohen. And the question is, what is the halacha if a ger shechs an animal? Is he mechuyiv to provide the kohen with the zroya, l'chaim and keva? Now, says the Gemara, if the shechito happened before he became a ger, then we look at the shas shechito, and at that time he was potter because he was still a guy, and therefore he doesn't have to give the zroya, l'chaim and keva to a kohen even after he becomes a ger. Zokta Gemara, if b'shash chito he had already been niskayer, he was already undergone the process of geiris at the time of the shchito, then he utaka would be mechuyev to give the kohen the zroya l'chaim and keil. What if there's a suffix? What if he's unsure whether b'shash the shchito he had already undergone the process of geiris, and he therefore is mechuyev to give the zroya l'chaim and keva to the kohen or not? It's a suffix in Hilchos Matnas Kuna. Says the Gemara, hamoitzi mechaveru olivaraya. You're potter from giving the zroya l'chaim and keva to a kohen because of hamoitzi mechaveru olivaraya. Says the Ran, the Gemara then compares matnas aniyim to this case of matnas kahuna, and the Gemara says that the same rules apply when it comes to a suffix that arises in matnas aniyim. And says the Gemara, if a person, let's say, is mesupik whether he's mechuyev in the matnasinim of leket, we know that there's a chiv of leket shechapeya, and only tvua that comes and that is dropped during the shask tzira of a field, during the harvesting process of the field, you drop tvua, that is the only type of tvua that you're chayev to give as leket. And the question is, what if you have tvua that you're mesupik if it's left over from a ksira, and therefore the suffix is whether in fact you're mechuyev in this type of matnas aniyim of leket. When you have a suffix in Hilchas leket, is it considered leket? Do you have to be machmer or not? Says the Gemara, over there, it's a machlikis tanoim, but according to a mayor, you're mechuyiv to be machmer, and you're mechuyiv to give the leket to the aniyim, even though it's a suffix. So why should a suffix in matmas kahuna be different than a suffix in matmas aniyim? As if the Gemara, how come in Hilchas matmas kahuna we're a mekel when it comes to a suffix, and we're machmer by the case of the leket? Says the Gemara, the answer is that when it comes to the case of the Zroya L'chaim in Keva, over there was no Cheskas Chiv. It was B'Cheskas Ptur. Until now, we knew for certain that you were a Goy, and therefore you were Potter from Zroya L'chaim in Keva. And at some point, it changed. And the question is, when did it change? So over there, the person was in an established state of Ptur, and since he had a Cheskas Ptur, he's not Mechuyiv, Meisafik, to give the Zroya L'chaim in Keva to a Goy. However, since the Gemara over there, the Soda was certainly already Becheskas Chiyuv, that it was Chayiv in Leket Shechel Peyo. And the question is, does this particular part of the field have the same status as the rest of the field, or perhaps it wasn't part of the Ktsira, that wasn't the leftover from the Ktsira, and therefore is it Potter? So over there we're talking about Tvuah that had a Cheskas Chiyuv, and the question is, if it became Potter, in that case, since there's a Cheskas Chiyuv, you have to be Machmir Meisafik. Zokteran, Vaistois, if there would be no specific halacha being mechayiv you, we would assume that matnas kahuna has the same status as matnas aniyim, and in both cases we say, hamoitzi mechaver l'varaya, and your potter meisafik. And says the Ran, that's why the Gemara compares matnas kahuna to matnas aniyim. Because the Gemara could have simply answered, wait, matnas aniyim is different, because over there it's a shayla of iser, because it's a shayla of a neder. And since it's a shayla of a neder, which has the iser of Baal Yachel attached to it, over there you have to be machmir mesafik. Mashen came by matnas kuna, there's no din neder, and therefore it's only a question of giving mammon to the kohen, so therefore you could be mekel. But the Gemara doesn't answer that. So obviously the Gemara is assuming, as a dover pashin, that just like by matnas kuna we have the concept of hamoitzi mechaveri olavaraya, so too when it comes to Matnas Aniyim. That's the first raya of the Ran, that we say by a Sofik in Hilchas Stoko, that Hamoitzi Mechaveir L'Vraya, and you can be Mekel Meisafik. V'oid, says the Ran, there's a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara in Yuma says that when it comes to Meiser Oni of a Pri, or of Tua, that's Demai, that's a Sofik, whether or not the person was previously Mafrish and is still Tevel. Over here, there we say that even though you have to be mafrish meiser meisafik, because it's tevel, and we're concerned that the person you bought it from wasn't mafrish the trumas and meisers properly, nevertheless, when it comes to demai, you don't have to actually give it to an oni. You don't have to actually go ahead and give the meiser oni to the oni, because hamboitzi mechaver olavaraya. So you see clearly, says the Ran, sofik matnas aniyim is lakula. It's like a Sofik Mammon that we have in Chayshim Mishpat. And just like in Chayshim Mishpat, when there's a Sofik Mammon, you can be Mekel because Hamaytzi Mechaveri Olavaraya, the burden of proof is on the Toiveya, so too when it comes to a Sofik in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim. And therefore, even though you have to be Mafresh the Matnas Aniyim may Sofik, if we're talking about Dmai, where there's a Sofik whether or not the previous owner was Mafresh, nonetheless, you don't have to actually give it to an Ani because Hamaytzi Mechaveri Olavaraya. So these are the two questions the Ran asks, and therefore the Shittas Ran is that when it comes to a Sofik in Hilchot Stoko, you could be Mekel, because we say Hamoitzi Mechaver L'Vray, because the primary question over here is a question of Chesha Mishpat. Are you in fact someone who owes a certain amount of money to Stoko? It's a Sofik. So we say, the burden of proof is on them. They want to take the money from you, Hamoitzi Mechaver L'Vray, and you're potter. However, the Rajba assumes, like the Rif, that it's Sofik Isser L'chum. You have to be Machmir because of the Isser of Baal Yachel. There's an Isser of a Neder that was Chal on you, and it's a Sofik of whether or not you're going to be over in an Isser, and therefore it's not a Sofik in Chayshim Mishpat, it's a Sofik in Yoredeya, and therefore you have to be Machmir. The Machne Ephraim, in a well-known piece in Hilchot Staka Simen Beis, explains what the underlying point of contention is between the Rajba and the Ran, whether we're machmir about a Sofik in Hilchot Staka or a Mekel. There's a very fundamental machlekes rishon that pertains to the geder of a person who's noider momen l'tzedakah. We know that if a person donates something to Hekdesh, if someone wants to be makdesh something, even before he actually transfers it to the ownership and to the possession of Hekdesh, by merely saying that this is Hekdesh, it becomes the property of Hekdesh. And this is the concept of Amirosoi Legavoya Kemisirosoi Lehedyet. Miyad, immediately upon donating and verbally promising to give a certain item to Hekdesh, it's already in the Rishus of Hekdesh, it already belongs to them, it doesn't need a Kenyan, because of this special rule of Amirosoi Legavoya Kemisirosoi Lehedyet. By merely saying that you want to give something to Hekdesh, it's Ki'ilu, you already gave it, and it belongs to Hekdesh. There's a machlekes rishonim whether this rule pertains as well to a promise to tzedakah. Are nidrei tzedakah like nidrei hekdesh, and we say that the rule of amirasa legavoya kemesirasa lehedyet, and by merely donating verbally a certain amount of tzedakah, it's ki'ilu, the aniyim are already koinin it from you, it's a chal kinyan, merely by your dibur, amirasa legavoya kemesirasa lehedyet applies by tzedakah as well, or not, maybe not. Maybe it only applies to Hekdesh, and by Tzedakah, the Hakno didn't occur yet, and it still is in your bailus, and all you're doing is now being mechayv yourself, midin neder, to give the money to Tzedakah by virtue of the fact that you now have an Isser Bal Yachel on you. That is the question. Says the Machon Ephraim, this is the Hezber HaMachlekes between the Rashba and the Ran. Says the Machon Ephraim, if you hold that when you promise a certain amount of money to tzedakah, it does not become momen aniyim yet, because we don't say the rule of hamoitzi mechaver, we don't say the rule of amiras legavoya kemisiras lehedyet when it comes to tzedakah, then skumtois, that since it's not yet momen aniyim, what obligates you to give the money to tzedakah and to fulfill your pledge is your din neder, because you promised to give it to them, and since you already promised, that neder and the isser of Bal Yachil is mechayiv you to go ahead and to act on your promise. Memela, it would be a suffik isser, and you'd have to be machmir. Because if a suffik now emerges, whether or not you are mechayim your neder, and you have to give it, or perhaps you already were yaitzizayin, if a suffik arises in Hilchot Staka, it's now a shaila in Isser by Yachel, Sofik Isser, we have to be machmer about. Because since, when it comes to the money, it hasn't yet been transferred, the mammon is still your mammon, it's not the mammon of the aniyim. Memela, since it's still your mammon, what obligates you is only the neder that you already promised, and that neder is something that is an Isser, and the Isser of Bal Yachel obligates you to fulfill your pledge, and even may Sofik, you would have to be machmer. However, perhaps, says the Machon Ephraim, the Ran held that Amirosoi Legavoya Kemisirosoi Lehedyet applies as well to Nidrei Tzedakah. And therefore, when you promise to give a certain amount of money to Tzedakah, it's already Chal as the property and it is in the possession of the Aniyim because Amirosoi Legavoya Kemisirosoi Lehedyet. And now, if you refrain from your neder, and you neglect to fulfill your pledge, then you are talking about an iser gezel, because it now belongs to the aniyim already. You have their money in your possession. It's a suffik mammon. It's a suffik gezel. It's a suffik iser. Fakarth, there's no neder anymore, because the second that you promised, you said hare olai, and you promised to donate a certain amount of money to a particular tzedakah, it already got transferred to them. So therefore, you are already yotzei your mitzvah of neder. There's no iser bal yachel. What now you have to worry about is not the iser bal yachel, but rather the iser of gezel. And therefore, it's a suffik in mammon. And when a suffik in mammon arises, we say hamoytze mechaver levaraya, and you therefore could be mekel, and you could be mekel me suffik. That is the shita of the Ran. And this, says the Machon Ephraim, is the hezber hamachlekes between the Rashba and the Ran, whether by a suffik in Hilchot Staka, we're mekel or we're machmer. According to the Rashba, again, we say Sofik Isser L'chumra because he holds that Amiros L'Gavoya Kimisiros L'Hedya doesn't apply to Tzedakah, and therefore it doesn't yet become Mamon Aniyim, and therefore you have a promise that you have to fulfill. That's a Shaila of Hilchas Nedarim. It's in your Yerideya, it's a Sofik Isser, and you have to be Machmir Mesaf. Mashenkin, the Ran held that no, it already got transferred, it's already Mamon Aniyim, and therefore your Neder has already been fulfilled, and the question is now, giving the money that already belongs to the Aniyim to the Aniyim, so it's a Sofik in Mammon, and therefore a Sofik, you could be Mekel based on Hamotzi B'chaveir L'Veraya. How do we paskin La Halacha? So in Simen Reish Nun Tes in Hilchot Staka, the Mechaber is Machmer, and we assume that if a Sofik emerges in Hilchot Staka, you have to be Machmer like the Shita of the Rashba, and assume that Sofik derais l'chomero, that it's a Sofik in Yerideya, it's not a Sofik merely in Chayshim Mishpat, and you therefore have to give the money to the Tzedakah made Sofik. As I said, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah seems to agree be'etzem, but the Ramah does add that if, let's say, a Sofik emerged in Hilchot Staka, and then the person died, then when it comes to the Yerushim, they could be Mekel. Because when it comes to their property, it's only a Shaila of Mammon. So Shiloh, do they have to give from the property? They don't have the din nether on them. And therefore, since by them it's only a Sofik in Mammon, you could be Mekel, and you could say, Hamoitzim Mechel L'Varayah. So when it comes to the person himself, you would have to be Machmer. But when it comes to the Yershim, they could be Mekel, because by them it's only a Sofik in Mammon. Now there is a Machlekes HaPoiskim regarding a Sofik in Hilchot Staka, in a case where the Sofik is bechlal whether a chiyuv evolved. In other words, if you certainly were mechuyuv, and a question arises as to if you were mekayim your chiyuv, whether you pottered yourself and you already donated the money that you pledged, or a Sofik arises as to how much you promised to give. So then some places can say, in fact, you have to be machmir, like the Mechaber and the Ramah, because a Sofik in Hilchot Staka is treated like a Sofik in Issa. However, some Paiskim say that when it comes to a Sofik, whether you're Bechlal Mechuyiv in this Neder, whether Bechlal you made the Neder in the first place, over there it's a question of whether Bechlal, the Chiyiv, took effect, and in that case, some Paiskim are Mekel. Now, some Paiskim are Machmer even when it comes to such a Sofik. But when it comes to this type of Sofik, whether their Bechlal was a Chiyiv over here, we have a Machlekes HaPaiskim, whether you're Machmer or you're Mekel when it comes to a Sofik in Hilchot Staka.